Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Suzanne Russell.
Megan Robertson. I'm the Volunteer Coordinator at Hospice and Palliative Care of the Blue Ridge.
Ladies, it is nice to talk with you today. I thought we'd stop by and visit a little bit at Hospice and Palliative Care of the Blue Ridge or Spruce Pine. You've got a support group that we want to talk about today. What's the name of it?
It's called Care and Share, and it's a support group for caregivers that are dealing with family members that have dementia or Alzheimer's.
This has been going on for a while, or is this something fairly new?
Over a year. We've been meeting for over a year, and it has slowly gained more and more people that have heard about it, but we would like more people to know that it is available.
So right up front, let's go ahead and say for the first time, where do you meet and when do you meet?
We meet the first Friday of every month, and we meet here at the hospice office, but it is open to the public. You do not have to be a hospice patient or have a family member that's a hospice patient. It's open to anybody in the community, anybody in the three-county community, actually. So it's open to anybody who just needs some place to go and have support and love and people that are going through the same thing that they are.
How is it going? Is there a lot of folks taking advantage of it now? And what's a meeting like?
We have anywhere from 3 to 6 people that come on a fairly regular basis. And what we do is we share what's going on in our lives as caregivers, both the funny things, the loving things, and the sad things, the scary things.
You hear more and more about folks with dementia, with Alzheimer's. And it really is hard on the caregivers. It's a hard thing.
It's a very hard thing. And the beautiful thing about the support group is there's no judgment. You can say, hey, I got mad about this. And everybody goes, we know. We've been there. We've done this. And there's information that we give each other. Last month, one of our members shared about a blog that was on Facebook. And I thought that was great information that we didn't know. So there's legal information that we can share with each other, as well as we care about you and we know it's hard. And there's no judgment with this.
And folks need help.
It is confusing. And we try to get in experts that deal with dementia and Alzheimer's too, because it is a road that a lot of people have never been on. So information on how to take care of the patient, how to take care of themselves. There are lots of resources out there that people don't know about, and hopefully we can get that information out to them and provide, like she said, a safe place to come and be accepted to talk and for somebody else to understand what you're going through.
Yeah, because with all caregiving, you just don't understand till you've done it.
You don't walk a mile in my shoes. Yes.
Really?
That's the truth.
Who facilitates it? How do you do that? Do you just like as a group, or do you do that?
Well, I bring the food. So
you're my favorite. There you go.
But it's open to whatever anybody wants to talk about. Sometimes we do have special learning sessions where somebody comes in and we have a guest speaker. But usually it is just an open forum where anybody can talk about anything that's on their heart. That's how it is now, that it's just anybody can come in and talk and be listened to.
How did you get involved in it?
I moved here from California with my husband, who I'm the main caregiver for. And I was used to going to support groups in California. So I looked for some place safe to come and talk. And there wasn't anything, unless I wanted to go to Asheville. I talked with several people, and we found Megan and found the hospice had a beautiful facility where we could meet. That's how it started.
And again, the main thing you want folks to realize is they can just come and talk.
That's right. We looked at several places. First Baptist Church offers care for people, and that's how the meeting started, was because you can take your loved one to the First Baptist Church, and they have a program for that person. And we looked at First Baptist as a place to meet, but there really wasn't a private room that we felt was appropriate for us. And this has a beautiful conference room that we can use.
So once again, tell me when you meet and the times and everything so that we can invite folks once again to be a part of it.
Okay, it's the first Friday of each month from 1 to 3.
Okay, and it's at Hospice and Palliative Care of the Blue Ridge, which is on the campus at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Everybody knows where that wonderful building is, and just come by and find out more.
And you're welcome to come anytime. It's not like you have to call if you're coming or you're not coming. It's just open. We'll always be here, and we'd love to have you.
Sounds good, ladies. Continued good luck.
Thank you.
Our guests today, Suzanne Russell and Megan Robertson of the Care and Share Support Group for caregivers of dementia and Alzheimer's patients. Ladies, thank you for spending some time with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.